It appears our guest of honor has awakened. How are you feeling? Oh, no, no. Don't try and get up. No. You're perfectly secure. We have been waiting for you for so long. We couldn't take a chance of you slipping through our fingers. No. No, we couldn't have that. That would not have been good. No. Please, do not look so distraught. I know you must be eager to get on with it. I assure you, so are we. But these things take time. We have been very patient, waiting for the right moment, waiting so long for that perfect opportunity, for when the time is right. And if you can't do something right, then you may as well not do it at all. But we're nearly there, so do not fret. It shouldn't be much longer. You just sit there, relax. We're going to take such good care of you. We wouldn't want any harm to come to the vessel, now would we? Oh no, we can't have that. He would not be pleased. He wants you in tip-top shape, and that is how he will have you. He always gets what he wants. I make sure of it. His wants, his desires, his needs. I take care of it. We take care of it. We are his eyes when he should look upon this world. We are his legs when he needs to walk among the living. We are his sword. We are his word. We are his children. His willing servants. And he is our father, our master. He is just to those who do not stand opposed to his will. Please, stop that squirming. You will only tire and exhaust. It may seem like you are on the edge as we speak, but no fears. He will come. He will breathe life into you, your body and your soul. It will belong to him. You will be connected with him in a way that we will never be able to. You are so lucky. You don't even comprehend how fortunate you are. Through you, he will walk among us, side by side. He shall bring his light up from the depths and spread it to every corner of this earth, illuminate every shadow and every doubt. The world will be his. We will all be his. He will bring the truth that you and everyone has been denied for centuries upon centuries. Please, do not be so frightened. I don't know if you will feel pain. It is likely so, though I'm sure you will not stay conscious through the entire process. Believe me, if I could take your place, I would be more than happy to do so. But that is not in my stars. I was not so fortunate. But I will be here when he comes. When he awakens, I will be among the first to see him, and among the only to view him in his complete glory before he takes your body as his vessel. I have waited very long for this moment. I have prepared my whole life for this moment. And you? You are ungrateful for the gift that has been given to you. You are so blinded by your fear and your anger that you do not understand. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to understand. You just have to exist. For a little longer, anyway. You should rejoice in these final moments. Your sacrifice will be the spark that lights the new age. It will be the beginning of the end and the start of a new world. A world cleansed. And you can rest assured that your sacrifice will not be in vain or forgotten. It will be remembered throughout time. For when they look upon his face, they will see yours. They will see one of their own, and they will bless you. They will be grateful of your offering. They will tell stories to their children of your selflessness and of your courage. Although, I think we both know that that'll be stretching the truth a little. I'm certain that if I were to remove those chains, you would run. And we can't have that. We don't have the time to chase you down again. But truly, you will be regarded as a hero. We wouldn't want the people to think that their savior's vessel was a coward. Because he is most certainly not. And it's just best we don't give any doubt to that truth. I'm sorry, I know you're trying to speak. Or scream. But I cannot remove your gag. Your words. Or your screams. Might upset the ritual. Everyone is in a very delicate state of mind right now. We've spent weeks fasting and meditating in preparation for this. I won't take a chance on distracting from it. Not that much longer now. The blood moon has risen high. Can't you feel it? The anticipation. The electricity in the air. Well, I suppose you can't. You're emotional and quite exhausted, leaving you somewhat less sensitive to the energy around. Not that you were really ever able to sense it anyway. Your whole life, there was nothing to really distinguish you from your peers. You were perfectly, well, normal. In every wonderful way. Or so it appeared. But you had a destiny, and that made you quite something. Of course, we've been watching over you since you were revealed to us. Your first steps, your first words, your first nightmares. We were there. Every step of the way. Though you weren't always able to see us, we could certainly see you. We did not interfere with, save if we knew you were in the path of harm. We couldn't have any unfortunate accident. But we kept enough distance to let you live these years of your life how you saw fit. There was really no need to hinder it. And you seemed to manage a decent life, don't you think? You were admired and loved, and happy. At least, that was my observation. You really weren't like anything we expected you to be. We expected you to have at least some sense of purpose, some sort of connection, some sort of intuition. You weren't even curious. Not any more than the average soul, anyway. Didn't you ever feel like you were destined for something? Something was missing from your life. There was a hole inside of yourself that, no matter what you did or tried to do, nothing would ever just fill that void. That is how most of us felt. That is how we came to him and found each other. I wanted to bring you into the fold. Initiate you, let you understand and explore and experience this life. Maybe then you could have grasped onto how important you really are, and you wouldn't be so afraid. But that was the way. It was mandated long ago that we were to do, and we have to follow that exactly. Never a misstep. Never a mistake. We have been so and be careful. It's almost hard to believe that this is really happening. It's like a dream. A dream come true. Perhaps if you... Ask not for whom the bell tolls. It is time. As we light the five fires, we recite the proverbs. Those proverbs which were blessed upon us by the bringer of light, so that we may know that every bird that cuts the airy way is an immense world of delight, closed by our senses by. As the fires are lit, we recognize the senses, the sight given to us so that we may see purity and devastation, the listening so we may hear every laugh and every cry, the smell to breathe of the rose and of the smoke, the taste to familiarize that which is sweet and that which is bitter, the touch so we may be connected to our earth and to our flesh. As we recognize the five senses, we recognize the five forces. The fire to purify, the water to quench, the air to breathe, the earth to ground, and the spirit to transcend. To these things we express our acceptance of the knowledge that we are of the flesh and of the bone, we are of sight, we are of sound, we are of smell, we are of taste, we are of touch, the fire to purify our soul, the water to quench our thirst for knowledge, the air to give the breath of life, the earth to keep us grounded at the root, and our spirit to transcend all these things, all the things of flesh and of bone. Ave Nacht.
Mm-hmm.